At least 25 people are dead after twin bombings in Algeria today targeted government buildings. Responsibility for the attacks was claimed by Al-Qaeda's wing in North Africa. The group, previously known as the Salafist Group for Preaching and Combat, made the claim in a telephone call to the Al Jazeera television network. Vanessa Greco reports.
Bombs killed several people in Algeria's capital on Wednesday, raising fears that political bloodletting had returned to the North African oil exporter. One of the blasts ripped part of the facade off the prime minister's headquarters in the center of Algiers. A second bomb hit Bab Ezouad on its eastern outskirts. The apostolic nuncio to Algeria, Thomas Yesheng Nan, says the number of wounded people is still unknown.
For the moment, we don't have much news, but we just know this explosion in the center, near the Palais de Peuple, no? Or the also one close to the prime minister office somewhere there. But seems now the number of injured, we are not sure.
The prime minister was not harmed and has called the attack a criminal and cowardly act. Al-Qaeda has claimed responsibility for the most powerful bomb targeting the Mediterranean city since the 1990s, when Algeria descended into violence after the then-military-backed authorities scrapped a parliamentary election that an Islamist party was set to win. I'm Vanessa Greco.